do not live as the unregenerate. You are different from the world. You have a different master. You have a different spirit. You have a different standard. You have a different goal. You are different. I want to live in such a manner that God will be pleased with my life. The great desire and motivation of my spirit is to hear His "well done" in the depths of my heart day by day as He evaluates my manner of living. But how? How is it possible to so live that God approves me moment by moment? Believing that you are concerned with the will of God in your life, let us approach the second of five guidelines on how to please God. The first principle is, set your priorities straight if you would please God, making His will the major concern of your life. The second principle is, recognize that you are different from the unregenerate society about you, if you would please God, and live that difference every day in every relationship of life. A passage of Scripture which speaks of that second principle is found in Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Finally, brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in spirit, and rejoice in Jesus Christ, and have no confidence in the flesh. The Bible draws a distinct line of demarcation between the people of God and those who have not received Jesus Christ. The difference is so great, it is as if Christians have been born again, resurrected to new life, are created as new persons. The distinction between the Christian and the unregenerate world is so great, Jesus said, "If ye were of the world would love its own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you." And again, Jesus prayed to the Father to keep those who believed, saying, "I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Yes, God's people are different. You are different. You are different from the world because your delight is in the Lord. The Amplified New Testament translates Philippians 3:1, "For the rest, my brethren, delight yourselves in the Lord and continue to rejoice that you are in Him." A mark of the child of God is his pleasure in spiritual things. Now, God's people in every generation have found spiritual joy in the Lord. 700 years before the birth of Christ, the prophet Isaiah wrote, "I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as the bride adorneth herself with her jewels." The prophet Jeremiah, who ministered some 600 years before the incarnation, testified, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart, for I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts." Faith in God brings joy to the heart, as believers testify in all generations. The Christian gospel was called "Good Tidings of Great Joy" by the angels who announced the birth of Jesus. The very term gospel means good news. And William Tyndale, one of the early translators of the Bible into the English language, defined the gospel as "merry tidings which makes a man's heart glad and makes him sing and leap and dance for joy." The preaching of the gospel has the same effect in every place as it had in Samaria, where a city was filled with great joy upon the preaching of Philip. Delight in spiritual things, delight in the person of God, is a mark that one is saved. It shows the Christian is different from the world. And again, you are different from the world because you are separated from evil. Philippians chapter 2, verse 2 begins with the word "beware." Then it enumerates a number of things from which the Christian must keep free. Verse 3 begins with the adversative far, indicating a distinction between the evils listed in verse 2 and the graces described in verse 3. Now the meaning is clear. Christians must not be contaminated with that which God condemns. Other people may live in sin. The Christian must not. God's command to every believer is clearly stated in 2 Corinthians 6, verses 14 through 18. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers? For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing. And I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. What a call to purity. The Christian lives under this spiritual principle. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Third, you are different from the world because you do not live after the flesh. For we Christians are the true circumcision who worship God in spirit and by the Spirit of God, and exalt and glory and pride ourselves in Jesus Christ, and put no confidence or dependence on what we are in the flesh and outward privileges and physical advantages and external appearances. Now the flesh is commonly spoken of in Scripture with the meaning of the lower sinful aspects of our finite nature. Now that is the sense in which it is used here. No good thing comes from the flesh nature. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Romans 8, verses 3 through 5, verses 8 and 9. The goal of the Christian is to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. He is to walk in the Spirit so as not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. He no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. And they that are Christ's have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. So if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Dear Christian, do not live as the unregenerate. You are different from the world. You have a different master. You have a different spirit. You have a different standard. You have a different goal. You are different. Live for God. Father, enable us to be lights in a world of darkness, living such superior quality of life that we can be proper ambassadors of your heavenly kingdom. For Jesus' sake, amen.